We're here with John Cameron Mitchell, director of Shortbus. And John, you just gave a short press conference after your movie. And first of all, what message do you have for the Mexican public regarding your film?
Well, I just say, don't be too scared of it because of the sex. It's not pornography, because actually most of the sex is ridiculous and unsuccessful. But think about the most emotional sexual experience you ever had. Think about how funny it might have looked to someone else outside. Think about how emotional it felt to you as a person. And that is the essence of Shortbus. So, you know, even if you have to watch it on DVD, quietly, take a chance on Shortbus.
So, John, you said at the press conference, you asked the public whether they, after watching the film, they would want to get married. Are you married?
I'm not married. I can't get married in my country. But here in Mexico City, you can get a civil union soon,
right? Yes, it's a very recent law. It's, I think, maybe 3 or 4 months old.
So maybe I'll come back and get married
here. Get married here. We'd welcome you.
And then divorced here.
And then you also said, John, that everybody has limits.
Yes.
What are your limits, and particularly in cinema, perhaps, or what kind of limits are you referring to?
For me, my limits are a story that is absent of love, absent of hope. I don't believe in false hope, but I believe that my work and the work that I love, the purpose of it is to be useful in some way to the audience, not to just jerk off, you know. There's a lot of masturbation in this film, but hopefully the filmmaking and the film itself is not masturbatory. Hopefully it's a union, a connection. The sex is a metaphor for other kinds of connection and other kinds of needs in people's lives. So for me, a limit is hopelessness. You know, that to me, that's like not. I don't think I can go there and continue to live or to work.
So but, given that, are you pleased with the results of your film so far with audiences worldwide?
I am. You know, there's a lot of people who are. It's a little hard for them to absorb the first time. Sometimes it takes us another viewing. You know, my brothers. You know, people who are a little bit more conservative about sex, they get a little bit shocked. But when they're still can't forget it, so they sometimes go back and look at it, and it's sometimes in the second time that you feel it. It's like the second time you have sex, sometimes you feel it better.
John, what is your next project?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Still thinking about it?
Thinking about it, I'm enjoying my free time. We'll see.
Okay, so we'll give you some free time right now. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.